Hard to believe we're so close to the Farm to Table event, the third annual, coming up on Thursday evening. And joining me, we have the chair of the event, Stephen Freeman. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Jonathan. I hope people have their tickets early, because I'm going to start off by telling folks that we're sold out for this year.
That is amazing that it sold out so quickly, the Farm to Table event. But given how great the event is, I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so the thing about this dinner is it is a local event that supports Nova Scotians. It's done through the Kidney Foundation of Canada, the Atlantic branch. But, you know, the real purpose behind this dinner is to raise funds by local people for local people.
And it's a delicious dinner. Got a pig roast again this year for the event.
Yeah, so I'm going to harp on the local thing again. The DeLong's Farms has stepped up again for the third straight year with a pig roast. They've donated the pig and the potatoes. The pig is roasted locally by Gary Ramey from Sizzling Barbecue. The MC is a familiar face, CKBW celebrity, or a Hank FM celebrity, Jonathan Gross. The entertainment is Jamie Younger and Cheryl Gaudette. When we talk about the food, let's talk local. Atelia from Hustle and Bustle Catering has been hustling and bustling to use local produce. You know, Indian Garden Farms came in with produce. Fresh Cuts Market, Fancy Pants Cafe has come in to donate the coffee, and LaHave Bakery has stepped up with bread and rolls.
That's awesome. And with this event, not only is it there a meal, there's entertainment as well, as you mentioned, but also there's a big auction that happens too.
Oh, yes. We've raised $70,000 so far for this dinner.
Wow.
But we're not done yet. We're going to be selling tickets for our treasure chest, and that was a lot of fun last year. You know, people buy tickets, get their key, and try to open that chest for the big prize, and it generated a lot of money and a lot of excitement. Yeah, that's kind of what the event's all about. And, you know, we talked about local. Our company's definitely not the only sponsor. The Quarter Deck Restaurant and Resort stepped up this year. East Coast Credit Union stepped up in a big way again. We've got Bucks Home Building Center, that's a first-year sponsor, Atlantic Lotto, Stuart McKelvey, PAL Airlines, and CKBW, of course, Hank FM.
Country 100.7, yeah.
100.7. Yeah. You know, you want to talk about impact. This is something that doesn't just impact my family. I've got kidney disease.
Is that right?
As do my three children.
Wow.
They had a 50-50 chance of getting it. And, you know, we flipped the coin, and three times they got it.
Over the years, and this is the third, but hearing the stories from people and seeing people that are talking about having kidney disease, you would never think it. It's one of those things. It's not like a broken arm or something that you notice. And knowing how many people are affected by it, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's 1 in 10, and it's an invisible disease. People walk around, and you can't really tell who has it. You know, it's impacted my family. I wish my story was unique. I'm lucky in the fact that my kidneys are going to probably hold up for a while.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm going to need the gift of life, and you know, that's going to mean potentially dialysis, hopefully short term. Organ donation is a big deal. And especially in Nova Scotia, we're really lucky here. People have the option of giving the gift of life as well through a live donation. You know, if you really want to make an impact, you know, you only need one kidney to live a healthy and happy life. But let's talk about the real impact of this dinner. When our company made a donation the first time, we thought
and we should mention you're Stephen Freeman from Freeman Lumber.
We weren't looking for a promotion. The dinner's not about our company.
No.
This is about people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I met Teresa Chase at the first dinner. I thought the money was going towards research and a good cause, yeah. and the real impact of this dinner is people.
Yeah.
Teresa and her son Cody, you know, they were in a situation where, you know, they needed help financially in order to get care. And some folks are in a situation where they're choosing between food, travel, prescription medication, and housing.
Yeah.
And this money is local folks helping local Nova Scotians get the care that they need.
And good news, you mentioned Teresa. Her son ended up with a kidney transplant after that first dinner, which
Absolutely.
Is a fantastic success to see that happen.
And, of course, you know she won the main prize from the treasure chest. I'm not convinced that the Marlene Dory, who's in charge of major gifts, I'm not convinced that she wasn't corrupt. And
now,
cheated.
Now, I helped with that contest, and I can tell you that it was nothing corrupted. It was luck of the draw. So,
okay, well, we'll go with that. I'm still not convinced. But
so now, Stephen, if somebody, where it is sold out, is there a way to help the cause without being at the dinner? Because, of course, we can't get tickets now for the event. So how could we help out with this fundraising effort without being at Thursday's event?
Well, it's a digital world that we live in, so there is an online option, kidney.ca/Atlantic/events. You can make a donation online.
Okay.
But really, we're looking to grow next year. 2026, we're targeting making more money and a bigger event. As the chair, I can tell you my job was extraordinarily easy. You made a call and you talked about the impact in our community.
Yeah.
And with community-minded businesses and folks, it was a dream to raise money. And we're going at it hard again next year, and we're going to grow this thing.
Awesome.
Because the needs are high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and we need to dig a little bit deeper into where the money goes. There is peer support programs for kidney patients and caregivers. There's educational resources. There's resources addressing organ donation and transplants, mental health supports. I mean, this is stressful business. I know when I think about myself and being there for my own children, you know, my situation's not unique.
Yeah.
Diet, there's the kidney community kitchen. I mean, taking care of your health and wellness is an even bigger deal when you're a kidney patient. And my personal favorite is the children's camp, Lots of Wada. And I'm hoping my kids are going to have the opportunity to go this year. It normalizes the disease. It gives a chance for other kids to meet kids with a similar situation. And, you know, it's, like I said, the impact of this dinner is huge.
Well, thank you so much for all you've put into it, Marlene and the whole gang. And the Farm at South Cove is going to be a hustling spot on Thursday night.
Absolutely.
And as you mentioned, there is an option if you'd like to make a donation for this event. You can do that online. We'll see you Thursday night, Stephen.
Absolutely.
Stephen Freeman, the chair of the third annual Farm to Table event in support of the Kidney Foundation of Canada, coming up Thursday night.